Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight about the world's leading virus expert. Bill Gates knows a lot about viruses because he created a virus which has infected billions of computers around the world. It's known as Microsoft Windows. Computers running with Bill's virus require updates every few weeks. Bill doesn't have any education in science or medicine, but he's declared himself to be the world's leading virus expert. He also has never run for political office or received a single vote in an election, but he has declared himself to be the world's dictator. And in his role as dictator, he told President Trump twice not to investigate vaccine safety.
Then the second time I saw him was the march after that, so March 2017 in the White House. In both of those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing, because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines, and somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that.
That was an incredibly bizarre and revealing clip. Now let's look again at the part where he talks about Robert Kennedy Jr.
And somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things.
Robert Kennedy Jr. is one of the most famous people in the world. His uncle was President of the United States, and his father would have been President too in 1968 if he hadn't been assassinated. Bill Gates referred to this incredibly famous person as somebody named Robert Kennedy Jr. That gives me a pretty good feel for how out of touch with reality Bill Gates is. And Bill Gates not only told President Trump not to investigate vaccine safety, but he also says that everybody in the world has to get his vaccine and they don't have a choice.
But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice. People don't feel like going to the stadium when they might get infected. You know, it's not the government who's saying, okay, just ignore this disease, and, you know, people are deeply affected by seeing these deaths, by knowing they could be part of the transmission chain, and, you know, old people, their parents, their grandparents could be affected by this. And so you don't, you know, you don't get to say ignore what's going on here. There will be the ability, particularly in rich countries, to open up if things are done well over the next few months. But for the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. And so
Bill Gates imagines himself to be the unelected dictator of the world and doesn't want anyone investigating the safety of his vaccines. So should we be concerned about this? Let's take a look at what another billionaire who dabbles in vaccines has to say. We're going to look now at a book, The Warren Buffett Stock Portfolio, written by his daughter-in-law, Mary Buffett. I'm going to read to you the entire chapter about the vaccine business. This might seem a bit tedious, but it's important to hear what's being said. In the pharmaceutical world of economic, durable, competitive advantages, having a patent on a best-selling drug is about as good as it gets. The next best thing is having a monopoly on selling a country's national health program the vaccines it needs for its childhood inoculation programs. Both of these businesses are hugely profitable, and GlaxoSmithKline excels in both of these categories. The vaccine business is particularly attractive because an individual shot or jab costs GSK approximately $1.50 to manufacture, and it sells to national vaccine programs for approximately $9 a shot. That gives GSK a net profit of approximately $7.50 a shot. This markup gives GSK a very healthy profit margin that improves with each and every new disease that the company develops a vaccine for. Consider this. GSK's profits rose 10% with the 2009 swine flu outbreak, a disease for which the company had a state-of-the-art vaccine ready to inoculate the masses. In addition to its patents and the durable competitive advantage GSK has with the vaccines, it also established the relationships with the world governments, and it has the financial capital to create, manufacture, and sell vaccines on a world scale. If you were in charge of the health of a nation's 30 million plus children, who would you buy your vaccines from every year, year after year? You'd pick the largest and the best. There are only four pharmaceutical giants that control most of the vaccine production in the world, and GSK is one of them. There's another component to the vaccine equation that also spells big money. Every year, women all over the world give birth to approximately 133 million new babies, 4.3 million babies in the U.S. alone, with the United States CDC recommending that children aged birth through 6 receive 34 individual vaccine shots jabs. That means the market for those 34 vaccine shots jabs increases every year by 4.3 million in just the U.S. alone. This in turn means that the vaccine manufacturers selling in the U.S. have the potential to earn a profit of $1.09 billion every year. Consider the number of yearly vaccines worldwide, and numbers are staggering, approximately $34 billion a year. After 10 years in the U.S. alone, vaccine manufacturers will see more than $10 billion in net profit. On a world scale, the number jumps to a potential $340 billion in profits. And wait, it gets even better. With the invention of each new vaccine comes a patent that's good for 20 years and guarantees that no one else can make the vaccine. In other words, the company has a monopoly. Even when the patents expire, other companies rarely step into the market because the major manufacturers have a permanent relationship with the government health departments of the world. This enables manufacturers to continue making these same vaccines year after year while maintaining their large profit margins, even after their patents have expired. Now let's look at the last paragraph very carefully. And last but not least, vaccine manufacturers in the U.S. are completely immune from lawsuits. Back in the 1980s, several bad batches of vaccines injured so many children that the resulting successful lawsuits threatened to bankrupt the manufacturers. So the manufacturers lobbied a bill through Congress, making them a protected class. So it's pretty clear why Bill Gates doesn't want people investigating his vaccine, which he wants to give to everybody in the world. The question we need to ask is, why is he doing this? Toto is always asking questions. You can visit him and Kyrie on the web at realclimatescience.com.